My colleague, Melissa Block, was in Missouri last week. She was talking with a group of women voters about the issues they care about.
We met at the well-worn 100-year-old farmhouse of Dory Pease in the town of Peavely, south of St. Louis. Outside, a few geese and lots of chickens. Inside, women gathered over coffee and snacks. Five women, some of them mothers and grandmothers, some working, some retired. They're all writers by avocation and have met each other through writers' groups. In this election, their minds are made up. Three of them will be voting for the Democrat, Claire McCaskill, two for Republican incumbent Jim Talent. One of those who'll be voting for Talent is Peggy Haldeman. Her most important voting concern is what she calls life issues, like abortion. She sees that issue reflected in the Missouri ballot initiative that would allow embryonic stem cell research, which she opposes.
Typically, I'm not a one-issue voter, but I am post-abortive. I've experienced abortion firsthand, and it's a very painful thing, and I have very strong feelings about it. I think there's other sides to issues that people don't realize.
Dory Pease, you're nodding your head.
I think it is important to hear the other side. I am very much a supporter of the stem cell initiative. My husband has diabetes. I have several relatives who have either died from Parkinson's disease or have it, and I know people who have Alzheimer's. In to my way of thinking, human life that exists on the earth today, right now, is as important than embryos that might or might not become human beings at some future point.
Connie Garcia?
I think the stem cell is probably the biggest issue I hear people talking about. And it seems that there's no clear definition. It's really a very complicated issue. And they try to make it as simplistic as possible for people. But I think there's so many details, people are just going to be voting all over the place.
All of these women are concerned about the war in Iraq, none more so than Mindy Lawrence. Her 28-year-old son is a sergeant with the 101st Airborne Division. He's serving his second tour in Iraq.
I think it's a mess, and my deepest thoughts are that we never should have gone there in the first place.
Mindy Lawrence likes Claire McCaskill's position that the U.S. should not have gone to war in Iraq, and she points out that Jim Talent has voted with President Bush 94% of the time and supports the war. Mindy Lawrence says she did vote for George W. Bush in 2000.
After 9/11, it looked like he was going to be a pretty strong president. And then after he said he was going to Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, and instead of doing that, he went to Iraq, which didn't seem like where Osama bin Laden was located at the moment. And then my son was sent in with the invasion force. And then I thought, what is going on? This is not what I thought I was getting. And I did a flip-flop when that occurred.
Peggy, what about you?
I think that George Bush has made some mistakes, and I wish he would admit them. But I think overall, I do support what we're doing in there, although I think I wish there would be some changes at the heads of the military. I think that Donald Rumsfeld should resign, personally. So I've been a little disappointed I voted for Bush, but I still support my country.
Security has been a prominent theme in the Missouri Senate race. Claire McCaskill talks in a TV ad about her commitment to national security and keeping Missouri families safe. In a debate last week, Jim Talent repeatedly hammered McCaskill as weak in the war on terror. When voter Mindy Lawrence thinks about homeland security, she sees an erosion of civil rights, and she brings up this issue, the suspension of the right of habeas corpus for terrorism suspects.
The problem with that is that's going to start leaching down to who do they think is a terrorist? Who do they suspect is a terrorist? It's a really nasty little problem that's about to happen if they suspend habeas corpus for anybody. You're losing the rights that our Constitution and our Bill of Rights gave us in the name of fighting terrorism. There's got to be a fine balance in there, and I don't think that we've reached that balance at all. In fact, I think we're losing that balance.
Let me bounce that off of our Republican voters here. Faye Adams?
I don't really believe that the terrorists should be looked at in the same way that an American citizen should be looked at. I don't think that the freedoms that I enjoy should be applied to a terrorist who wants to kill me, who has sworn to kill me, who would even give up his life to kill me simply because I'm a Christian. That's nuts.
Dory Pease.
We have lived in fear since 9/11. It's constantly right there in front of us, terrorists. Our government makes us constantly focus on this type of thing. Personally, I don't think we will ever totally eradicate terrorism. And I'm not saying we shouldn't stop fighting them. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that what our government is doing is not solving the problem. In fact, it's making it worse. I would like to see us working towards actually getting at the root of the fanaticism and the Islamic radicalism that's occurring. We're not doing that. We're putting Band-Aids over a wound. I don't see us healing the wound at all, or even working towards it. I don't see where we're going at all. I feel less secure now, not necessarily for myself and my husband, but I feel less secure for my children and my grandchildren, because I think they're going to be living in a much more dangerous world than what we have lived in. And that's what my concern is.
That's our hostess in Peavely, Missouri, Dory Pease. We also heard from Faye Adams, Mindy Lawrence, Connie Garcia, and Peggy Haldeman.
And Melissa, there's a lot of attention being paid to that Senate race in Missouri and a lot of money flowing into the candidates from the national political parties because it is so close.
That's right. And the women that we talked with all understand that the Missouri Senate race is being watched so closely because it is so tight. It's one of the races that really could help tip the balance of power in Washington. One other thing they agreed on was that they think the contest between Claire McCaskill and Jim Talent is as much a referendum on President Bush as it is about the candidates themselves, maybe more so. And it was interesting to me that they did say that they've spent a good deal of time on the internet educating themselves about the candidates and about the issues facing Missouri voters on November 7th.
Melissa Block, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.